What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Now, I wanted to play this. I wanted to play this because it goes along with what I was saying before. When a woman wants a man who's high value, it's often because they themselves can't offer anything, right? They want the money to substitute for the lack of character and the lack of morals, ethics, principles, and values. And when a woman doesn't have those things, she doesn't know what she wants. And when she doesn't know what she wants, she will replace what she doesn't know what she wants with her career, because that is certain. And it creates this loop that you're about to watch. Check this out.
Looking for love. With a man, I assume. Mm-hmm. But at the same time...
Men are trash.
Men are trash.
Yes.
Now, is it that all men are trash? Is it that the men that you have dated are trash? It seems like some cognitive dissonance here if you're looking for love.
No, I've had some great exes. I'm not saying they're all trash. But the fact of finding a relationship with a guy that is going to work is very unlikely.
Okay.
For me.
Describe your ideal man.
I want love. I want to have that chemistry that's insane.
Paint a picture of your ideal man. Like, genuinely think about this. He's such and such a height. I want him to make such and such a money. I want him to treat me this way. I want him to respect.
Yeah, he's like a 1%.
Okay.
Less than 1% type of guy.
Describe him.
I guess family man. Maybe likes the same holidays I like. Good to children and pets. Tall. Has money more than I would make, most likely, or at least can take care of the family and what I would like to do. If I need to have kids, that means I probably have to give up some things.
Minimum amount of money that you would want your...
So I don't know if you heard all that, but that's the fucking... That's what a girl says. That's straight up what a girl says in fucking middle school, dude. That's everything that a fucking girl in middle school says. If you didn't have a talent or some kind of, like, skill, or if you weren't popular, you weren't shit. I was good-looking and popular. And smart as fuck, but I just didn't like doing homework or taking tests. I paid attention to history class, science, and mathematics, because it was kind of like another language, but I just wasn't good at taking tests or doing homework. I did the work in class. Why the fuck do I gotta do it at home? It's just busy work. So I said, fuck this, dude. I'm not doing homework. Now, the other thing that I noticed that she was saying was that she wanted, you know, somebody who was, like, good with pets and all that. Notice that she didn't say anything about having the same ethics that I do. She said, I like a guy who values the same holidays I do. Never once said anything about principles, never said anything about, you know, the same culture, the same country, nothing. She just doesn't know what she wants. And by the way, for those of you wondering, she's 30 fucking 4 years old. She's 34 years old, and she's still talking about, well, I'll let her finish.
Your man to make a year or net worth?
I've already been down this road. Listen, he's barely even alive at this point, okay? So
what's the amount?
Over $1 million a year.
Okay, $1 million a year. And is that because, based on the rules of hypergamy, women will only date across and up? Is because
sure,
you made a
yeah,
good amount of money?
I don't want to date someone that makes less money than I do.
You would not. So why would a guy...
And what reason would that be, I wonder? Is it because she doesn't want to take care of anybody? So she wants you to take care of yours with your money. And she wants you to take care of her with your money. But she ain't going to take care of shit. What does she bring? Like, her money, literally, she, in one sentence, inferred that you're not going to, or her money is not going to play a part in that. And she's going to be a stay-at-home mom all of a sudden. Why even have a career like that in the first place? I'll let her explain what she does.
A guy who makes $1 million a year and I mean this sincerely, why would he want to marry you?
Why wouldn't he want
to marry you? I'm asking you. Tell me, like, sell yourself.
Well, if I fall in love and that's the right person,
so
we're meant to be together.
Let's say this, Lex. Do you want to marry an NBA player?
I don't know what I want him to be. NBA is tough. Athletes are
Do you
want to
marry a rapper?
No.
Okay, so let's remove NBA players and rappers from the equation.
Hey, I like NBA players.
Listen, I've got 20 NBA players on speed dial. I'll hook you up right now.
Well, me too.
You
but
don't
that's
want
not,
that.
That's besides the point.
Okay, so let's just strike that from the record for a second, Lexi.
Sure.
Lexi.
A businessman would be
Lexi, hear
nice.
Me out. Hear me out.
What?
Did you hear her fucking selection of men? Rappers, NBA players, and like fucking people with temporary clout. This is the reason why I dropped out of fucking music school, was because when I got into music, I was under the assumption, and again, the musicians that I followed just so happened to have careers that lasted longer than normal. Dimmy Borgir was one of them. What's his name? Mark Tremonti was another. Fuck. Who else did I enjoy? More Immortal, Mayhem, fucking Gorgoroth. Of course, black metal is a very horrible genre to use because their careers are very long, but the musicians rotate. So the band itself will be immortal, right? For those of you who didn't get that little chuckle, there's a black metal band called Immortal. But for the most part, those bands will go on forever. The only difference is that they will change the bandmates and keep just one or two original band members. It's very frequent. They like I mentioned in another video, in Norwegian black metal, the bandmates are interchangeable. You can take the drummer from one band and a guitar player from another and keep the singer, or keep the original bass player and it's still, you know, still the same band, just a better sound. And then you'll take that drummer and then swap him with another band. I mean, for the most part, if you have a loyal following, dude, that band will fucking live on forever. And here again, I was in music school for that reason. And I think it was Tom Lykus. I could be wrong, but I can't remember who the fuck it was who told me this. They said musicians' careers don't last very long. It's up to like 5 years at most. I think it was on an interview of Opie and Anthony. I could be wrong. And I was like, dude, that can't be fucking right, right? I hear this and I'm just like protesting like a fucking liberal in my car on the way home. And I'm like, then why the fuck am I going to music school, right? Like, I'm paying all this tuition. If my career is only going to last 5 years, then why the fuck would I even bother doing this? It's just a hobby at this point. So again, I go to music school, and I talk to the woman running the campus. And I asked her, what is the success rate of the student body, you know, getting a job after this? And she's like, oh, it's very successful. We have a lot of companies. And of course, she gave me the sales pitch, right? And I asked her again, okay, well, after this, after the graduation ceremony, you know, that's going to happen in 2007, how many of those people that are graduating going to get a job? Oh, a lot of them. As a matter of fact, we have 7 students that are going to apply for Disney as a, what was it? As a temporary fucking, you know, musician composer or whatever. In other words, they were going to submit compositions to Disney for free, and hopefully they'll get a job after a certain amount of time. They were going to stand in for a guitar player or for a drummer for a soundtrack at another, you know, and get paid like $400. And I'm like, what? But that's not a career. That's just a session player. And in her mind, it was a success. And in my mind, I'm like, no, dude, that's bullshit. And I'm like, and only 7 of these students are going to be able to do it? What was the class of 2007 like when they first started? Of course, she didn't fucking know. In other words, that's her way of saying, I'm not going to tell you. So I did the research. In my class of 2006 that started, by month one, over 50% had dropped. Everybody was dropping left and right. And it's a small campus, dude. It's not that big. It's a tiny, tiny fucking place. They literally look like apartment complexes, you know, on the shitty side of town. So, 50% had dropped out by the first month. And then you have foreigners from other countries kind of fill in the void, but then they give up because it's like, I think people from, I remember when I hung out with Vane's Jenna in music school. We hung out, we used to get drunk, we used to fucking, you know, scream out of the windows and shit like that. And by that time, they were friends with Bam Margera, and I was desperately trying to fucking hang out with them. But they couldn't, you know, they couldn't get me on board. And that was back when, what was his name? The original singer. Doesn't matter. They got a new singer, and that guy fucking sucked dick. Fontaine, I forget his name. I think his name is Jesse Fontaine. And I miss the original singer because he actually had some fucking balls to his singing. It just sounded gritty, grimy, and just fucking just dirty, dude. Any case, when I fucking did all that research, I had realized that going to music school was pointless. And on top of that, you had to follow a strict structure. You couldn't just fucking play whatever you wanted. You had to stick to a very, very particular, very regimented structure. And the timing had to be fucking flawless. Otherwise, the song, you know, the composition of the song didn't make any sense. Now, I learned my lessons through one song in particular. It's called Kings of Carnival Creation. And it's by, again, it's by one of my favorite bands called Dimmu Borgir. It's a 7-minute song. And it has so many different journeys. The song literally takes you through a fucking journey. And that's what I loved about Dimmu Borgir, is that they had numerous amounts of songs that were like that. 7-minute long compositions that just took you through these epic fucking journeys. Symposium is another one. Progenies of the Great Apocalypse. Vlidensbyrd. Fuck, what was it? I can't remember, sorry. I'm trying to remember what the song was. But at that point, fucking a 5-year, maybe even 4, maybe even just one album. That's what happened to Vane's Agenda. They came out with one album. It was successful. They didn't get another, what was it? Bam Margera was on his drug trip, so they decided that they were going to go to another record label to try to get bigger, and they got fucking played. They did a re-recording of their original album, and they were in debt. And they were fucking basically homeless out here, or out in Los Angeles. And I bumped into him again in Huntington Beach when I was fucking homeless, so we were all basically slumming it. And the way I bumped into him was this cute girl named Margot. I wanted to fuck the shit out of her mom. She's like, please don't fuck my mom. Please. Yeah, she was from wherever the fuck that accent's from. Minnesota, I guess. She used to say bathroom. She's like, please don't fuck my mom. please. She fucks all my friends. Please don't fuck my mom. And I started laughing. She was in high school, so I couldn't fuck her. But when Vane's a Jedi, I bumped into him again. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I came here to fucking party. Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And it was funny because the girl was like, how do you guys know each other? And I'm like, dude, we used to go to music school together. And they're like, holy shit, where have you been? And I remember just the fucking the drummer just coming downstairs. Like, who are you guys talking to? And all of a sudden he's like, oh shit. And he fucking just sees me. What is going on, Jack? And he gives me a fucking hug, and I just started fucking laughing it up. And then, you know, they introduced me to the new singer, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what happened to what's his name? And they're like, nah, he just didn't want to be a, he didn't want to be a part of this. He wanted to do his own thing. And I was like, well, fuck, dude, can I hear your new album? And it was just a re-recording of their old shit with the new guy. That was all. It sucked dick. Sucked fucking dick. But again, their career fucking fell under and they were in debt about $52,000 to a recording label. Imagine being in debt by that much in a country that you have no access to visas, no access to bank accounts. All you gotta do is just session play and fucking play openings. It sucked, dude. It really fucking sucked. God bless them, dude. I hope they're doing good now. Because I would hate to think that they're still doing that at 34. They fucking left Sweden to try and live out their glam rock dream, only for it to sink. And this chick thinks that she's going to fucking score an NBA player. She thinks she's going to score a fucking a basketball player, a rapper. What happens if their fucking career tanks? Didn't this fucking... Didn't this one football player or whatever just, like, run around with the fucking gat? And he got arrested? It happens all the time. Unless you're part of Columbia Records or fucking Universal, dude, your ass is done. The recording labels, they're gonna fucking sell you down the river. I've seen it happen time and time again. Well, let's let her finish.
Trying to find you love right now.
Okay.
Genuinely. I'm trying to find you some love.
Okay.
I'm not picking
a
on you.
A businessman would be okay, nice.
Okay, so you
it's
want
not
a businessman.
Really in my scene, because okay. Entertainment's...
A businessman.
Yeah.
So she just mentioned a whole bunch of entertainers, and now she's saying a businessman, right? Do you want to know why she picked a businessman? It's because a businessman is going to be too busy with his fucking business in order to pick on her and tell her, hey, you can't be shaking your ass. You can't be doing this, you can't be doing that. Because entertainers already know what the deal is. I mean, dude, just look at her. She shows up on set, or to the podcast. Ah, fuck it. She shows up to the set wearing a fucking bra. It's my remote. She's wearing a fucking bra. Come on, dude. Like, you can't really dress up. To scale, you couldn't really compose yourself.
Yeah.
Tell me what you, other than being a sex icon, are bringing to this businessman, this multimillionaire businessman's life, that's going to help him in life. Because again, he's got money.
It depends what he's looking for, what he needs.
What do you think?
I don't know what that's going
to
be.
Well, Alexa,
be, but
you
I
need to know.
You see what I mean? Has no fucking clue. What are you going to bring to this businessman? I don't know. It depends. In other words, nothing. I ain't bringing shit. He's just gonna have to accept me for who I am and for what I am. What she said she was? She was a fucking film entertainer? Or adult entertainer? It's a long way of saying, fuck, I film other guys, or I like getting filmed while other guys stuff me, pretty much. Like, this is the shit. This is the shit. This is what he has to fucking... bring home. This is what he has to fucking raise his kids.
No, for everything and anything
Lexi,
I can.
Let me help you out, baby. You need to know. You're the one looking for love. You're the one that has a very specific idea.
I don't
idea.
Know. I can fucking cook, clean, have children, be there as a partner, a supportive partner, all the fucking things I need to be as a wife.
You say that like kind of...
You see? I can fucking cook, I can clean, I can have kids, I can do all the physical stuff. Can you pass on my morals and traditions? Can you pass on my mother's recipes? Can you give my home the warmth that it needs? Can you give me the peace when I come home? If I'm having a bad day, how are you going to help me relax? God damn, dude. It's just so fucking stupid. This is, like, so painful to watch because it's, like, chick after chick after chick at this point, man. I can't tell you how fucking annoying this is. And it's like they pick these women on purpose. What was it, the fucking whatever podcast? It feels like they pick those women on fucking purpose, like, with intention. Yeah, let's just pick all the fucking girls from a nearby college. And let's ask them what they do for a living. I don't even know where the fuck he gets those chicks from. But most of them are OnlyFans girls. Does he go on OnlyFans and then invites them or some shit? I don't know.
Condescendingly?
No, not at all.
Are you saying that, like, because you want to do that?
All those things, yes.
Okay. But you know the irony of it all?
What?
She can do all these things that make her a suitable wife and has yet to become a wife.
Because I haven't found the right guy. I've left most of the guys that I date.
Why did you leave the...
There you go. I don't even need to hear the other guy. I left the other guys that I dated. Why? Because they weren't the right one. Why? Because they weren't making enough money. Because they were holding her to a fucking higher standard, like my ex. As soon as I held her to a... She couldn't buy me, so as soon as I held her to a high standard, she's like, I can't do this. This is too hard. Can't raise kids. Can't raise my kids, at least. She never once said, hey, Jack, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for me and you to have a wonderful life together to where our kids... are going to be raised in a good home. Never once said that. You know what she did instead? Fuck this, I'm ending the relationship. Instead of trying to figure out how we can live together, she's just like, no, let's just be happy. Well, guess what? Happiness needs... You got to work with happiness. You got to work on it. And when you fucking date a woman who's constantly fucking miserable, who's constantly pissed off, who constantly hates her family, who constantly wants to bitch and complain, nothing's ever fucking satisfying, nothing's ever making her happy. And you got me, who's always fucking happy, even with the smallest amount of shit, because I had nothing. I came from nothing. What does she say? Fuck this. I'm done. Because she thought I was going to be the girlfriend in the relationship. She wanted me to bail her out of her unhappiness. It's not the way it works. I get that there's going to be moments and times when I got to bail her out. But when it's a fucking 24-hour job, it's like, dude, you need to work on yourself. You got some fucking major issues. Well, why can't you just be my therapist? Like, no, it doesn't work like that. I'm not going to sit there and fucking listen to your goddamn problems all fucking day long. And my sister, and my cousin, and my dad, and my mom, and my brothers, and my other brother, and my other cousin, and my other friend, and how come you can't, and how come you won't? It's just like, fuck off. I couldn't fucking deal with it anymore. I just shut down and I just like, dude, look, you're going to figure it out on your own anyway. Any advice I give you, you're just going to fucking brush it off to the side, so fuck it. All I can really offer you is dick and, That's it. We can cook together. We can clean together. We can, I don't know, go to church together. She didn't want to do that either. So, I mean, didn't want to fucking cook, didn't want to clean, didn't want to do anything together. Other than just sit there and bitch and moan about life, how shitty it is. That was her way of vibing with me. I mean, we can get a hotel room and fuck. Or we can get a hotel room and make sandwiches together, which was my favorite thing. I loved that. No. No. She wanted to bitch, whine, and complain about life. Well, let's see what this chick says.
Leave the guys.
Because they weren't meant to be my husband.
Okay.
I just felt like they weren't it.
So marriage is not about what you... It's not... nobody's perfect for...
Right, so this guy's just going to go into some logical shit that we all have heard, right? You got to work for love. But did you see her reaction? Her reaction was just like, she shuddered. They weren't my husband, and then she shuddered. And you already know the porn industry. She's just like, ugh. You know how many times I see women do that shit? When they self-reflect on something that they wish they never did? It's because the guys were fucking pieces of shit. They were fucking dumb. They were useless. And they want us to pick up the tab? Fuck that.
For you.
No.
Marriage is something that you gotta work on. You gotta maintain once you get in a relationship. It's nothing. Nobody's, like, designed for you. And I know there's a lot of religions that try to promote that, but that's just not true.
I agree with you.
So it's about making it work. De-escalate, you know what I'm saying? It's tolerance involved. It's compromise involved.
And jumping out when there's some red flags and stuff too, and leaving a relationship when you know you should be leaving.
But do you ever want children?
I do.
So do you? Are you aware that once you get to a certain age that it'll be highly
right? So in any case, after this, they just get into the geriatric pregnancy, and she could freeze her eggs, and then she gets herself stuck in this loop where she says, "Well, actually." Somebody else points it out. She's stuck in this loop where she says, I want to focus on my career. Like, right now, like, if a guy were to come into your life right now and tell you, you need to drop everything to be my wife, she's like, well, I want to focus on my career. In other words, she still wants the side dick. She's getting paid to fuck. She still wants to get fucked and stuff by other men because she wants that potential to have open options. That's it. She just wants open options. She wants to be able to fuck other men. And she's getting paid for it. And she's using that as an excuse. That's all it is. She's not going to give up her career. Not for any man. Doesn't matter how much money that guy makes. So in any case, somebody points this out. So you say you want to love somebody. And you want to get into a relationship. And you want to get married. But then you won't give up your career for a man. And then she's like, well, then I guess I'm just going to stay stuck to my career then. Child. Fucking child. Guard your heart.